Hello there, Cozy Babe, and welcome back to the Cozy Babes Club. I'm your host, Chloe Taylor, and my, I am so excited to record this episode. You have no idea. First of all, let me just set the freaking vibes, okay? Y'all already know it's a vibe. I'm always going to tell you what I'm drinking, what I'm having, what I'm doing. So number one, if you listened to last week's episode where I raved for like nearly 5 minutes straight, I am currently drinking a Witch's Brew Alani Nu. I just cracked the little tab on it. She's ice cold. She's bubbly, sparkly, delicious. Never sponsored, though. Alani Nu, if you ever wanted to sponsor the Cozy Babes Club, I would die happy, okay? Okay, so we have our Alani Nu. Wonderful. Behind me on my Mac, I have the fireplace going. You know, you pull it up on YouTube, little 4K fireplace. So cute. And then I also have a pumpkin clove candle burning. And like all just feels right with the world. It is a beautiful, crispy fall day. I think the high for today is 63 degrees. The trees are a changing. The water out in the ocean that I can see, she's white capping, which if you don't know what that is, it's where like basically it's windy on the water. And even though the water on a harbor is normally pretty still unless boats are going by, the water is like waving over. It's called white capping because the water looks like it has little white caps to the top of it. So water's white capping. She's doing ocean girl things. It's a little breezy. It's just, and you know what? Something new that I discovered, a little witch tip for you that I had never thought of before. Y'all, wind. Okay. So in like witchcraft, witch talk, that witch shit business, in the witchy, wonderful world, when we talk about the elements, so fire, air, water, earth, air corresponds to the mind or the intellect, thoughts, okay? And like conversation, conversing. Don't you just notice how when it's a little breezy and windy outside, your mind feels more active? I have noticed this recently with myself once I like thought about it. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. Why, when it's a little breezy outside and it's like, I know, or like when it's really windy, I feel activated, mentally stimulated. And so I think it's because we ourselves like are the universe and the universe is us. Like we are also our own ecosystem. And so like, of course we would be influenced by the ecosystem outside, but love that for all of us. Okay. So it's a little breezy. It's the perfect, like, it's not cold outside. Like, I don't feel like 63 degrees is cold, but it's like, I want to put my little cardigan on. I want to put my little Uggs on, you know, I want to scrunch my little socks down the way that the girlies do it. And I just want to like sip my little coffee and my little tea and read a little book on my Kindle. It just, it's giving vibes. Okay. It's giving vibes. So love that. Today, I'm so excited to share this episode with you because Delulu, being Delulu is the Salulu, okay? I love bringing manifestation success stories to you. And I feel like this year, I am a walking, breathing manifestation success story. Like, not every single thing has come true for me yet. But y'all know, like, a few episodes back, okay? It was during our Autumn Reset episode, which I think it was like, I'm not even 100% sure which episode that was, but it was within the last like 4 to 5 episodes. Okay. It was called Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice, your autumn reset routine. In that autumn reset, I encouraged you to make a vision board. Okay. I encouraged you to make a new one for fall. And I told you, vision boards are my shit. Vision, when I put something on my vision board, it comes true. Point blank pyramid every single time. I am like a master manifester when it comes to vision boarding. Don't ask, okay, ask me why it works because I'm going to tell you today, but it works incredibly well for me. And so first I want to tell you like how this has been successful for me. But first, of course, we're going to play a little bit of catch up. So first and foremost, I feel like everything I want to talk about today kind of ties into the episode though. So that's cool. Y'all know in that episode, I talked about cleaning out your closet. Let me just like tell you how well this worked for me. Okay. I cleaned my closet out. I donated like 3 bags of clothes. I think I donated like 1, 2, 3, for at least 5 or 6 pairs of shoes, most of them in like mint condition, because I realized this year, I think being 30 plus, I'm 32, but being 30 and over, I feel like, and this is something I never heard 30-year-olds before me talk about, you gain so much more audacity from your 20s to your 30s. Like, you know yourself so much better. And I've talked to other 30-year-olds about this as well, so I know I'm not just like talking bullshit. And obviously it's not everybody's experience, but everybody that I have spoken to in my own circle, you gain this like self-awareness. And I mean, I will say when you're 26, that's when your brain officially like develops its final components to help you critically think. So I would say it can happen a little bit earlier, but for me, I feel that I am just at a place in my life where comfort is queen. Number one, comfort is queen, or king, or, you know, whatever. Comfort is queen. And I don't care if somebody else doesn't like how I dress. I don't care if it's not in style. I don't care if I'm not the most trendy person in the room anymore. I don't care. And because of that, because I have the audacity to show up as myself, it makes my life so much easier to be that confident. And I feel like confidence, yes, is an inside job. It's something that I have had to work on with myself. And like, I'm not perfect. There are still things that I don't feel confident about in my life that other people maybe do that's easy for them. But one area that I feel like I am always going to be confident is, number one, any kind of branding you ever see me putting out, anything that has to do with an aesthetic, the way that I dress, the way that I tend to myself, you're always going to see me being very confident about that. And I think that's because it's something that I've worked so hard to create for myself, is just not really caring what other people say or think of how I look, dress, or tend to myself. And so anyways, with the closet stuff, I got rid of like, you know, three and a half bags of clothes. I donated them to the Goodwill. And some of the shoes that I was like, why did I start talking about that? Because with the shoes, there were a few pairs of heels that literally I had never worn. And I love heels. I love the idea of heels. I love the aesthetic of heels. I think they're beautiful. I'm just going to tell you right now, they are not fucking for me. They've never been for me. The most heel that I can wear and slightly handle is like a kitten heel. And kitten heels are cute. They're way more comfortable. But number one, I'm a disabled girly. One of my legs is slightly longer than the other one. Heels are already a huge no-no. And I also deal with hypermobility, which means that like it's way easier for me to like turn my ankle in a 90-degree fucking angle. So heels and me, we just don't get along. And it's not like, oh, I'm a pick me, I don't wear heels, haha, I'm cute, I'm one of the boys. No, it's not like that. It's literally, they're uncomfortable, they suck, they never fit my feet right, and I can't walk in them. I look like an idiot. So I used to sit and tell myself like, oh, I'm going to hold on to these heels. Like maybe one day, someday, or I'll wear them on my anniversary. I'll wear them on a date, et cetera, et cetera. Bitch, I put those right in the donation box. Chloe Taylor is no longer a heel wearing girl. I no longer aspire for that. And the reason I started talking about audacity is because in the past, I would have told myself like, oh, those were a gift. You need to hold on to them. They're so cute. They're so pretty. But like, bitch, I have been carrying around 2 of those pairs of heels for probably the last 6 years. And I have worn one of them I had never worn. The other pair, I think I had worn one time. Like, nobody needs to carry shoes around like that if you're not utilizing them. Okay. That was kind of how I treated my whole closet, was I was like, you know what? If it doesn't fit, and if I've been carrying it around so it will fit or I will wear it one time, we're getting rid of it. So I cleaned out my whole closet and I wasn't like prepared to buy new clothes. I was just like, I know that that's how you manifest though. I know that when you want something in your life, and I know this because I've proven it to myself over and over and over again, when you want something in your life, you have to make room for it. So like, If you want more books, but your bookshelf is a mess, you need to clean up the bookshelf and like fix the energy of the bookshelf. If you want a new bed, but you have nowhere to put that bed, you need to clear the space that the bed will go. This has worked for me numerous times in my life. And when I tell you, either I was being gifted things, things were sent to me, I was able to make purchases that I previously didn't have money for within a matter of days. Like this happened within like a 4-day period. I was able to upgrade my entire wardrobe like that, like instantaneously. And I was adding up like the money that went into that just to like give you a point of reference for this. I was adding up the amount of money that if I had spent it all myself, what that would look like how much I would have spent out of pocket, which I didn't. I, in total, with everything that I received, it was like over $1,000 in just like clothing. And I'm not an influencer. Like people say I'm an influencer, but like, I don't vlog. I'm not that kind of influencer. And nothing wrong with that. If you are, I think you're wonderful. Keep doing you, baby. But my point is like, it's crazy to me that like that much came into my realm when I just made room for it to happen. And I feel like literally the reason I wanted to cover this episode, and we will get more into it as we carry on, I feel right now that every time I have made a vision board and I've like put things on my vision board that have to do with my appearance or like living as my best self, I'm her. Like I never hear people talk about this. I hear everybody talk about how they've worked on it and how they're becoming that. I am telling you, I'm her. I literally had a moment yesterday where I like put my new clothes on and I got ready for work and I sat down at my desk and I was getting my planner out and I just stopped and I was like, bitch, I'm her. Like I am the version of myself that I have been aspiring towards. And I was already doing the acting as if. I was already working on my mindset. I was already doing the journaling. I was already doing the shadow work. I was already setting the appropriate boundaries and cultivating the lifestyle for months. But I finally feel like my physical reality caught up. And I feel like my wardrobe reflects it. The things that are around me reflect it. My relationship reflects it. How I live reflects it. My day-to-day routines reflect it. And I don't think it happened necessarily. Like the clothing, that literally I feel like happened overnight. But all of the other mindset work that went into it and like the everything else I do feel like was a process of being DeLulu, because being DeLulu is the Salulu, okay? So anyways, we're gonna get more into it, but like that's something that literally happened this week was, and that's like part of my catch up, is my entire wardrobe got upgraded within a matter of a week. I feel like I'm dressing as the version of myself that I have been working to become for quite some time. But I also feel like the way it happened was just so crazy. And that's kind of always how it is with manifestation. I feel like it always happens in a way that's like, I can't believe that just happened. And I want this episode also to like stand as a, hey, if you've been going through it and things have been difficult, know that your windfall is coming. Like good things will eventually pour out again. Even if we look at like karma, we know that that's how that works. What comes up must go down and what goes down must come back up. But sometimes it takes a period of time of self-development or sitting in the shadows, working with yourself before the come up can happen again. So that's something that happened this week that was really exciting. Like girl, when I tell you I am currently sitting, I'm wearing a pair of UGG Ultra Minis, which I couldn't get my hands on them last year because all of the girlies sold them out. I have on a pair of Nike crew socks. I've never actually owned brand name crew socks in my entire life. And I don't know what I was doing with my life. The socks that like, don't get me wrong. I think there are dupes for things that are cheaper and you can always go that route. But I will say sometimes it's a smash and not a pass. And I feel like now that I have experienced Nike socks, I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to buy a different kind of sock ever again. I'm wearing a bodysuit from Poppylush. Poppylush, I didn't know was trending right now. I happened to cross their website because of like an ad. I just love the look of bodysuits and like trench coats or cardigans. I know it's like part of the clean girl aesthetic, but I am here. I'm an apple-shaped girly. I need to just say that. I'm an apple-shaped girly. And the apple-shaped girlies know that finding clothes that fit us is hard. Like the clothing industry does not cater to us at all. Like even when you see plus-size fashion, which I am a plus-size girly right now, even when you see plus size fashion, it all caters to the pear shaped woman. It doesn't cater to the apple shaped woman. The apple shaped woman has a larger top with like a tummy and then usually not really much of a butt or thighs or like calves or anything. Like it's, you're almost like a pear shape, but in the reverse. And the fashion industry only caters to me, in my opinion, to the pear shaped girly, which love that for pear shapes. Don't love it for me because I'm an apple. I'm not a pear. And so I find that a lot of times with clothing, stuff that really is like form fitting, but stretchy is the best because it allows me to actually show my body off without feeling like I'm living in a circus tent, if that makes sense. Like my bust size is a 44F. So my top, she big. Okay. The girls are big up top. And so buying shirts in American sizing, I have to buy a 1X to fit over my breasts, even though like my tummy might not be a 1X size. And then I have no hips, no thighs, no butt. So like no matter what I buy, same with like pants, in order for them to fit over my waist, I do have a larger stomach, but no hips, thighs, or butt to fill the pants out. So everything looks like it's baggy on me, but it like in order for it to fit at the waist. So I find that like really, really, really good leggings or even shapewear, I don't wear shapewear because I want it to shape my body into a different form. I like shapewear clothing because it actually fits my body, if that makes sense. I hope this is making sense, but I know we're going on a total rant right now, but that's what you get when we do a catch up. So, Poppylush, I found them like randomly when I was just looking for bodysuits, which I've heard these called so many different things. I don't know what they're actually called. I've heard it called a cat suit. I've heard it called a bodysuit. I've heard it called a romper. I've heard it called a play suit. I've heard it called a one piece. I've heard it called a onesie. I don't know what the fuck these things are actually called, but what I can tell you is it's like form fitted material to your body, but it has a square neckline and then pants all the way down, but it's like a one piece outfit. And when I tell you, if you're an apple shaped girly, when I tell you, do not fucking walk, run to Poppylush to get this bodysuit, run. Okay. Leave some for me because I need to buy a couple more backstocks. They are not the cheapest article of clothing. I will not lie to you about that. I feel like Torrid makes one that's pretty good, that's cheaper, but it doesn't fit as well as this one does. But like a 44F in the boobies can wear this bodysuit with no bra. And I feel very confident. Like never has a piece of clothing ever snatched me so good. Okay. I feel snatched in this. I have never said that about myself ever in a piece of clothing. So Poppylush is the vibe. I literally need to go buy at least three more because it's all I'm going to be wearing. I'm wearing that. And then I have a big chunky brown knit cardigan over my black bodysuit. And I am just feeling, I'm giving clean girl, I'm giving cute, I'm giving aesthetic. Literally my closet, it now is all like athleisure, because that's predominantly what I wear. I feel like you can dress it up or down and it's comfortable. And like I said earlier, comfort is queen. So it's the vibe. Anyways, I know I just sat here and talked about fashion to your ears for like a whole 20 minutes, but somebody out there I know is an apple-shaped girly, doesn't feel seen and needed to hear this information. So maybe I'll share more on Instagram and I can like tag some of the stuff. I don't do that because I want to like sell things to you. I just genuinely want other apple-shaped girlies that feel unseen to feel seen. So we're going to go ahead and hear a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to get into the DeLulu. All right, y'all. So I feel like I need to start this by talking about my vision board because, like I said, back in that episode, Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice, Your Autumn Reset, that episode, I talked to you about making a vision board for autumn. Here's the thing. Some people will write to me and be like, I make vision boards and nothing happens. The reason nothing happens is because you don't think anything will happen. And this is genuinely, just hear me out for a second. Okay. I am going to solve all of your manifestation problems today. And if you actually listen to what I say, I promise you, you will be able to manifest better for yourself. But the reason vision boards do not work for you and you don't feel like you make a vision board and 2 weeks later it comes true, this happens to me classically all the time, by the way. The reason why you feel like it doesn't work is because you don't believe inherently it will work. And listen, I get it. You can't just like make yourself believe if you already don't believe. You literally cannot. And that's why we call it being DeLulu, because you kind of have to delude yourself into it a little bit. But if this is you and you're like, Chloe, I literally cannot make myself believe this, you need to move on to a different manifestation technique. Because the only reason manifestation techniques work for anyone is because they believe that they work. I swear to you, that is how it works. It is your belief that makes it work. So because I'll use myself as an example, because I believe wholeheartedly that vision boards work for me, that I am an excellent vision board manifester, that everything I put on my vision board comes to life, regardless of what my life looks like, it happens that way. It always happens that way. And oftentimes I manifest things really lightning quick. Like when I tell you I am an expert, especially when it comes to physical material items, I am so good at manifesting actual physical material things. I don't know necessarily why that is. Like, I'm good at manifesting that more than I'm good at manifesting like travel and stuff. I'm very good at manifesting material items. But I think it's also because I have the belief. I have the inherent belief that I am so good at manifesting those things that it perpetuates a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you constantly make your vision board and then say, you know what, we're just going to try it out and see if it works, but it's probably not going to, it won't. But if you try something else, this is why like there are so many manifestation techniques, because there isn't one singular technique that rules them all. The reason that there are so many is because it's all about getting yourself to believe it. So you need to do the technique that you will actually believe. So it could be writing, it could be scripting, it could be writing petitions, it could be doing spell jars, it could be doing vision boards, it could be visualizing every day using Neville Goddard's tactic of using SATs, which is sleep. Oh gosh, what is SATs? It's like sleep akin something. It has something to do with like falling asleep and imagining a scenario for yourself. And then that scenario plays out like something small. You start with something small. And that's the other thing, is when you're trying to manifest your dream life or something into your life that's really important to you, you need to not go big immediately. Especially if you're somebody that is very skeptical, you need to start small. So the way that I did this in the beginning, I became consciously aware that I was manifesting in, I want to say it was like 2015, 2016. Okay. That was when I became conscious of what I was doing. I was already manifesting unconsciously my entire life, because that's the other thing about manifestation, is it doesn't stop. You don't just manifest sometimes. You are always manifesting. It doesn't just go away. And so that's why, like, even like no matter what experiences or what is coming into your life, you are always manifesting literally you don't stop doing it. And I know that that can be a really a really threatening thought, because it brings about all kinds of questions of like, okay, well, what about the bad things that happen? Am I manifesting those things? And yes, I know that that's hard to hear, but sometimes a lot of those life lessons that come to you, they end up being the thing. They end up being the thing that propels you into your next version of self. And like, for example, me losing a house in 2012. I was verbally evicted from a home and I didn't know where I was going to live, what was going to happen, where I was going to end up. Biggest blessing in disguise. I ended up in a much better situation. Do I think I manifested that eviction? Yes. Did I put myself in a better position? Absolutely. Even moving into the house that I live in now, it was a really hard and difficult time period between moving out of my last place and coming to this house. It was a really shitty situation that happened. You can hear all about it on my podcast. I believe that I manifested that with my thoughts, but I also manifested a better situation. And I also believe that everything is always working out for you regardless. Like that is, I am a very optimistic person. Call it me being a Sagittarius rising, but I believe everything is always working out for you, even when it feels like it's not. You are always like, you are always being led. It's when you decide to tune into that channel and into that frequency that you're able to choose where you're being led more wholly, more authentically, and in a more aligned way. So when it comes to manifestation and like choosing something that works for you, start small. The best way I started to do this, which is what I started to say earlier, is I started doing this consciously in like 2015, 2016. And I think I've told this story before, short story, but I was reading a book, or maybe I had just come across Manifestation Babe, who is like one of my favorite teachers on law of attraction and manifestation. She is the queen. I have taken so many of her courses. She's amazing. But I think I was like reading one of her books, and she talks about how she had a moment where she was living on her grandmother's couch. She had no idea what she was going to do. She was like $20,000 in debt, and she was like learning about the law of attraction, and she said, "Fuck it. I'm just going to give this a year. I'm just going to decide that I manifest my reality. What's the worst that can happen?" And she talks about doing that too, starting really small, starting with like a cup of coffee, okay? Saying to yourself at the top of the day, "Today I would like to receive a cup of coffee," and then let go. Let go and see if coffee comes into your life. Now, it could be that like your spouse randomly decides to make you a cup. It could be that you randomly like end up at a coffee shop at some point in your day, even if that wasn't your plan. Or somebody actually buys you a coffee. Like you're at Starbucks going to get your coffee, but the person in front of you pays for it. Like it's something that simple is where you need to start. For me, I needed like Truvia. I don't know what the hell it's called. It's like Stevia, but starts with a T. I had run out in my house and I was not in a position at the time to have the money to replace it. I was honestly living in poverty and every little nickel and dime counted. And I know what that feels like. I know that feeling very well. I have lived in and out of that state at multiple points in my adult life. And I just remember we ran out, but I really wanted more, but we couldn't afford more. And I just kind of stopped. I set the intention with myself that I would receive more of this. And it was my one thing. I was like, okay, this is my thing. And if this works, like if I receive, I think it's called Truvia. If I receive Truvia today, I will believe. I will be a believer in this. Tell me why. My husband comes home from work with a case of it. And he was like, "Oh yeah, they didn't need this at work anymore. Like they were going to throw it out. It's still good. I thought you might want this." What the fuck? Like what the fuck? And I think I started crying like in the moment. I was like, bro, you don't even understand. You just completed a manifestation for me and you have no idea. Like, I really am the creator of my own thoughts. And when I set the intention to receive it, I also like stopped and saw myself in first person. I visualized it too, that I would be receiving it. And that's literally, I didn't see like who gave it to me, but like literally that's how it happened. And it was just so crazy. So I know, not like a super massive story, but that was where my like love of manifestation, law of attraction started, was with something really small. And then like bigger and bigger things as I continued. So when I tell you using law of attraction, I've manifested a European trip. I manifested this beach house. I manifested my original move to Washington. I've manifested my channel blowing up on YouTube. I've manifested 100K subscribers on my gaming channel. I've manifested, I'm trying to think of like bigger things. I manifested my car, my SUV that I love. I've manifested trips home. I've manifested, which like my family lives in California, so it's a little bit of a journey. I've manifested like actual dates going to specific places where I didn't tell my husband or ask, like it just happened. So many things I have manifested that have just been really amazing, really good. I've manifested equipment, money, clothing, sponsorships, so many things. I've even manifested, I'm not going to name names, but I've even manifested specific people following me on social media before. I don't really do that anymore because it's just not something I care about. But there was a time period in my life where like I wanted certain people on social media to follow me, and I have manifested those people following me. So like, you really are the operant power. You are the person. You are the thinker of things. You are the creator. And when you accept that, it can be kind of scary when you become conscious of that, but it can also be a really exhilarating thought because now you realize that you get to co-create your entire reality, which is fucking exciting, right? Am I right? So now that you know that you are the operant power, you know that you can manifest anything you want to, you can delulu your way into anything, that's what you need to work on, is figuring out what it is that is going to make you believe. Because genuinely, if you don't believe, it's not that you won't manifest things. Still, things will still manifest into your life, but you're not going to get as good of results as if you just believed it would work. And I do find that there are some little tips and tricks that make it easier. Like if you're working on your actual belief, that's my number one, is you have to start small. You have to start with something really small, start with coffee, start with sugar, start with something tiny that would be easy that you could believe that you could receive, a piece of candy, right? Anything, something small, and gradually increase to bigger and bigger things. And it doesn't matter what method you use. All the methods technically work. It's the one that you believe the most. So for me, I believe that vision boarding works for me. And because I believe it, like you couldn't tell me otherwise. You couldn't convince me otherwise. I frankly have just seen too much success. So nobody could convince me that it doesn't work. I've seen too much success. So I kind of want to run through just like a few things off of my vision boards. I have one big master vision board from this year that's like a whole 2023 board. And then I also have a board that I did for this season. And I'm just going to list some of the things that I have manifested that I put on this board. So we're going to start with the master board for 2023. So I'm just going to tell you some things. I manifested a pair of Hokas. Those are on here. I manifested multiple bodysuits, which are my favorite. Talked about that already. I have those on here. I manifested, did I manifest, not sunglasses, but new glasses, which are on here. I manifested this. This one was crazy. I have like a necklace on here that's a little heart-shaped necklace that has a like a diamond halo around it, or like a, I think that's what they call that. And this I put on my vision board, and not even a week later, I was gifted this necklace from my mom. She didn't know anything about this. She didn't know about the vision board. She didn't know that I wanted this necklace. Me and her had not talked. It was just a random gift that I was given. That one was crazy. So that manifested. I have UGG Ultra Minis on here, manifested those. I have Apple AirPod Maxes in black, manifested those. I have the, I can't remember what the brand is called, but it's like the actual picture. It's that like lash company where you can put fake lashes on, but they last longer. I can't think of what it's called, but there's a set on here, manifested that. There's stuff to do your nails at home, your like own Gel-X nails at home on here, manifested that. There's a hairbrush on here that I wanted specifically that looks like angel wings, and I manifested that. There's a lot of this stuff is material goods. There's a new toothbrush on here, manifested that. There's Tatcha skincare on here, manifested that. There's Peter Thomas Roth eye jellies on here, manifested that. Like literally those ones were also given to me as a gift, the Peter Thomas Roth eye jellies. There's hair rollers on here, manifested those. There's like an eyelash kit on here that like is just like a spoolie and an eye curler and stuff, manifested that. There's, okay, so that's like a lot of the material stuff that I manifested. Then there's a whole section where I have like travel and dates on here. There's a man and a woman watching fireworks, manifested that. The 4th of July this year was one of the coolest 4th of Julys I've ever had. Me and my husband had such a good time. It literally looked like this picture. There's a picture of three people holding wine glasses next to a sunset. Literally manifested this with one of my best friends and my husband this year at a winery. There's a table of a family gathering outside at a winery. Manifested this for my 32nd birthday. There's a picture of a couple eating oysters. Manifested that. My husband took me on this date without even knowing about this picture. There's a picture of my hometown that I wasn't even planning on visiting home that year, but I visited home that year. Manifested that. There are some quotes on here. I have like hair up, skincare on, screens off. I feel like that's pretty consistent in my life. I wouldn't even say that that was a manifestation. I just made better choices. I have Dear Universe, I'm open to things being easier, more magical than I could ever imagine. Literally, this just happened to me over the last week. Okay, so that's like my master 2023 vision board. I would say like 70% of this board came true already. Now, my autumn vision board, what's on here that manifested already? There is Peter Thomas Roth eye jellies, again, manifested because I obviously use those and then run out, manifested. There's new clothes, manifested. There's a Harry Potter marathon with like a couple sitting down, manifested. There's a pizza night, date night, picture in here, manifested. I posted that one on my Instagram too. There's a couple of bank balances pictures on here, manifested at least part of it. I have not manifested the whole lump sum yet, but I have seen at least a chunk of this. There's a woman reading in bed naked. Like you don't see her body. There's like a blanket around her, manifested that, with like a wording that says like soft life, manifested that. There's a fireplace decorated for fall, manifested that. I do have Hokas on here again, which I already manifested those. They were on both boards, manifested that. Is there anything else on here? I have this quote that says, it's my winning season. I do feel like I am currently in my winning season. And then I also have being a princess is what I do best. I also feel like the relationship I have with my partner has completely transformed this year. It's not what it used to be, like in a good way. Not that it was bad before, but like our relationship has just completely changed. If you listen to my episode where I talk about inspiring his masculine, you'll know more of what I'm talking about. But like, this board, because there's less images on it, I've manifested probably 85 to 90% of this board. There are very few things on here that haven't happened yet. And the things that haven't happened, a couple of them, I don't even think I want anymore, because that happens a lot too with vision boards, is you might find that certain things don't really resonate with you anymore and you need to make a new one and take some stuff off. So I hope that gives you just kind of a preview of what is possible. Okay. And like when I tell you all of these things, like even getting my AirPod Maxes, again, I don't even know how that happened. Like I did not have the money for those. Like it just, things come into your life more, like they were a gift. Some things come into your life more magically than you could ever even begin to understand. And when you receive them, it's just like, and it's, yeah. So delude yourself, sis. Become the version of yourself that you want to be. Live your life as if you already have it and make that vision board if you feel like that's what calls to you. Vision boards work for me because I declare that they do. Okay, so that was like the main point of what I really wanted to cover on like the vision board stuff, but I want to keep telling you some more things in case you're not a vision board girly. So before I had this like really magical, I swear to you, it's been like the last maybe like 10 days that things have just like really amplified in my life. And I feel like everything has gotten lighter and better. And I've received a lot over the last week and a half or so. Like, I feel like every single day for the last 10 days, I've received a gift or like something has been given to me, something I've been able to purchase that I couldn't before. And that has been crazy. Cuckoo bananas. Or like there's been an insane sale and I've been able to snag something. Like just cuckoo crazy bananas. It's been like, it has just been insane. But something I wanted to say about that is like sometimes I went through a season where probably the last like year, almost 2 years, things have just been pretty consistently hard. Like I have really felt like my life was not really where it was supposed to be. I didn't feel like I was manifesting things at the rate that I would like to. I felt like my energy and my personal power had really like deaccelerated and like I wasn't really making a lot of forward momentum. And so this brings me back to the cleaning out your closet. This brings me back to even when it comes to like the company that you keep, you got to start setting the appropriate boundaries with people, because I really do believe it's not just the vision board that got me to where I am right now, having a really good winning season. It's not just the vision board. It's not just seeing this in my unconscious every day. It's that I also make choices consciously every day to show up as the version of myself that I really want to be in this lifetime. And it's not perfect. I still have bad days. I still have terrible mental health days. I still struggle with depression periodically. I still struggle with generalized anxiety. It's okay if you're not perfect. And I think that's something that, especially with like Delulu content, a lot of people perpetuate this idea that you need to show up as your best self, like 10,000 steps a day, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day, drinking fucking green juice until your insides explode and everything else. You don't have to show up as perfect every single day to get what you desire from life. It's okay if you just shift things by one degree. And it can be as easy as making room in your physical reality for the things that you desire. So this is why I say like cleaning out your closet, cleaning up that corner of your room if you want something specific, getting rid of things, donating things, letting go of things that no longer serve you so that you can make room for the things that will. And I think relationships, I bring this up because we are in the middle of eclipse season right now. Libra is the theme, which is our relationship sign. Relationships, you got to clean those up too. If you find that you're always keeping company in your life that doesn't support your dreams, doesn't believe in your Delulu, you need to start making some Delulu friends. And if you want me to do an episode on this, I would be happy to do that. Just like leave it in the comment section, or especially if you're on Spotify, you can do that, or send me a DM on Instagram. But you got to make you some Delulu friends and start holding boundaries with the no nuance negative Nellies. You know, you got to start cleaning up your circle, because there are people that believe that you can have good things. There are people that believe in law of attraction and manifestation. And the more that you surround yourself with the people that believe that life gets to be good, the more you're going to believe that life gets to be good. And if you don't feel like those people are in your midst right now, you need to hold boundaries with the people that don't have that so you can make room for the people that do. Literally, this happened in my own life. I went through, basically, I like audited all of my relationships within the last like 3 months. And I started, not only did I just feel like I wasn't vibing with the same people anymore, in general. Like, and it was nothing that they did. It was like no bad people here. Everybody's fabulous. I still talk to every single one of those people. Genuinely. I just needed some better boundaries and I needed to make more space for the right people to come in. And it's hard. It's not easy, especially when you're used to spending time with the same people every day and they start to wonder where you're going or why you've changed. But ultimately, it's okay for you to do that. It's okay for you to remove your energy where you don't want it to flow anymore. And if you just needed somebody to like give you a permission slip for that, consider this it. But it's okay for you to remove your energy and decide that you want to make space for what you actually desire, even when it comes to relationships in your life. So setting those appropriate boundaries, spending less time with people that are the no nuance negative Nellies. That's what Manifestelle calls them. No nuance negative Nellies. And I love it. Manifestelle on YouTube. She's fantastic. Love all of her content. I literally binged all of her videos recently and they were so good. But it's okay for you to kind of draw back into yourself. And I honestly attribute all of my current success in making new headway in my life to making changes in my physical reality, to cleaning up my space, to setting new intentions, auditing my life, changing the relationships that I have. And oh, that's what I was going to say too. I almost forgot. When I started to change the relationships and like started setting more boundaries, talking to the same people less and less and less, and not being a ghost, like not being a ghost, just being very honest, like you need more space, period. It made the people that have like a more lightness of being and believe in like good things, believe in their dreams, believe in their manifestations, believe in like basically getting their bag and being a spoiled girly. Like those are the people I'm looking for. It made those people way more attracted to my energy. And the last thing I really want to say is that like, I spend so much more time alone. And I think that's been a good thing. I mean, if you listen to last week's episode about eclipses, I talked to you about how even for myself right now, I'm going through my creative house versus my friendship house. And so I think it's also a natural occurrence that I would spend more time deep in creation by myself. But I feel like I went from spending time with multiple people multiple times a week to sometimes I go like 2 or 3 weeks without talking to anybody aside from my spouse. And I'm really okay with that. I'm very much okay with that right now. And it feels good to just see what my own energy feels like, to see what it feels like to be my own best friend. And honestly, it does make being Delulu a lot easier because I'm able to cultivate that. Now, I know for some people that's just like not reasonable because you might work a 9-to-5 where other people are up in your energy. You might have more family responsibilities or more people that you live with. But for myself, I do have the privilege of being able to just really use up all of my own energy for myself. And I feel like it's made all the difference. It has definitely been work to get to this place, especially as somebody that I believe that I deal with anxious attachment. So dealing with anxious attachment, it's been hard to put those hard lines into place for myself and make myself spend time alone. But I've also learned so much about myself. Like, I know I've said it on the podcast before, but I feel like I'm learning it from an even grander perspective now. I genuinely really love myself, and not in like a conceited way, not in a haughty or brash way, but like genuinely, I am my own best friend and I love the person I am. I love what I bring to the table. I love how I think about life. I love how I do things. And I think that that's come with all of these changes that I've made and what I've been able to do and see through and create. So be Delulu, live your most Delulu life, find your Delulu friends. And if you can't find your Delulu friends, be your own Delulu bestie. If you like delusional content, please let me know. I'm going to put out like a poll, I think, with this episode, maybe about like a future Delulu episode to see if you want more or not, because I feel like I could talk about like finding delusional friends. I feel like I could talk about honestly more success stories. I feel like I could also talk about success stories, finding friends, and also like maybe even how to cultivate being a friend to yourself, like being your own best friend, because I think that that has also taken a lot of work to find that, become that, and like have so much love and compassion for myself. So that's all I'm going to say on this. I feel like this episode, I filmed two episodes today, so my brain is a little fried now, but I feel like this episode was a little all over the place, but I think it encompassed mainly what I wanted to say, which is be delusional, literally be delusional. It being delusional, like you already tried being logical and did it get you the results that you were looking for? Be delusional. And if you want more techniques, tactics, I would love to share those with you too. But I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to check out the description down below for all of my socials. If you want to join me on Instagram, Instagram is my fave. That's where I probably, Instagram and YouTube and Patreon, of course. But if you want to join me anywhere else around the web, please, please, please do so. And thank you so much for joining me, Cozy Babe. Don't forget to stay cozy, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye. Leaves turning yellow, I'm back where we first met. It is raining, but all I can see is the sun.